With colder air in place, another disturbance working through the region today will bring many of us the first snowflakes and some of us the first accumulating snow of the season. It's been a significantly colder day than the last few, with highs only in the 30s and low 40s. That disturbance moving out of the Great Lakes will cross the region today with some light snow developing in the evening and lingering overnight for some. Most areas won't see much more than a coating to maybe an inch, if any at all, while some of the hill towns and mountains to the east of the Capital District could see an inch or two, some isolated higher totals. That disturbance will help to form an ocean storm that will remain well east of the area and only serve to reinforce the cold pool of air in place aloft over the northeast, heading through tomorrow and into the weekend. With a west-northwesterly breeze tomorrow, some lake-effect snows will likely focus on the western Mohawk Valley and portions of the Catskills. High temperatures over the next couple of days will be mainly in the mid and upper 30s, with upper 20s and low 30s possible in the higher terrain of the mountains. Saturday looks to be a mainly sunny day, but with a series of fronts approaching the region heading through Sunday and into Monday, we're watching a potential storm that could bring more accumulating snow to some areas, and especially the mountains east and northeast of the Capital District later in the day. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for tomorrow, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, although isolated thunderstorms will be possible across the Four Corners area and Southern Rockies. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high Wednesday of 85 degrees at Pompano, Florida, to a low this morning of 34 below zero at Lucerne, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast tomorrow in New York City, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually become sunny with a high in the low and mid-40s, wind chill values between 25 and 35 degrees early with a northwesterly wind from 15 to 17 miles an hour. In Boston, rain and snow showers likely in the morning, cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high in the low 40s. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers mainly in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s and a west wind from 13 to 18 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 49 degrees with a record of 69 set in 1964. Normal minimum temperature is 32 degrees with a record of 13 set in 1981. Sunrise and sunset data for today, November the 13th. Sunrise was at 6:44 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:34 p.m. For tomorrow, the 14th, sunrise at 6:46 a.m. and sunset at 4:33 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow showers and lows in the mid-20s. Partly sunny Friday with highs in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, snow or rain showers likely in the evening, then snow showers likely after midnight. Snow accumulation up to an inch possible. Lows will be in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers in the morning, then a chance of rain or snow showers in the afternoon, highs near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, snow showers likely tonight with accumulation up to an inch possible, lows in the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and cold with highs in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with snow showers likely in the evening, then a chance of snow showers after midnight. Could be a dusting to an inch. Lows will be in the upper 20s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny and cold with highs in the mid and upper 30s. Sunday, clouds on the increase, a chance of rain or snow showers, temperatures in the mid-30s to near 40. Monday, a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. Partly sunny with some lake effect snows on Tuesday with highs in the low to mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.